Hi, everybody. Welcome to BBS Radio with Adina and Growing Up Indigo. And aren't you glad May is almost here? I am. So this is pretty interesting because everything kind of flows. And I was just talking for like about a minute before we started with our CEO and producer and engineer and all sorts of other things that he does, Don. And he just said, you know, he just said that, how do I know that that the universe is from one mind and one consciousness? And I said, how? And he said, pie. And I immediately thought he meant the pie that you kind of eat, like apple pie. And I said, no, I don't think he's talking about that. And he wasn't. He was talking about the pie in math. And he just started talking about how the universe is run on mathematical principles. And then I told him briefly about how one day I was about 19 and I woke up. And as I was waking up, I got bombarded with a hit of every kind of known thing in the universe. And the one that I remembered was that math and music runs the universe. One of the things they showed me, they literally showed me how astrology worked. I remember none of it, absolutely none of it. But I did remember that astrology is basically, obviously, it's based on math and that it works, and they showed me how it works. Of course, I never mastered it, but I thought that was interesting since we are doing a show today on the North and the South Node. So, because we're going to do that, I'm not going to do free readings today. I did have a lot of entries, of course, but we're doing a theme kind of show. So if you do want a reading, and I understand that, please call in. So call in at 888-627-6008. I'll say that again. If you do want a reading, please feel free to call in. I love you to call in. 888-627-6008. And we will have our free reading. Okay, so I don't know how many people were able to get their chart done, if you could get it done. So I'm not sure how much this is going to mean anything if you haven't had your chart done. However, this is a downloadable MP3. So you can download this at any time. You can get it done 3 weeks from now. And it could then make sense to you. And you could come back and know all of it. The first part of the book, let me just go back very quickly and say that basically what we had touched on last week was reincarnation, the law of karma, and things like that, which we've already gone through in so many other ways before. So he starts with going through the nodes in the signs. So as I said, if you remember, which you might not, that there are two ways that we can find out about the North and the South Node. One way is through the signs of our North Node and the sign of our South Node. So we're going to start with Aries being our North Node. And our North Node, it's like you reach for the North Node. So that's where we want to go in this life. And the South Node is where we've already been. So we don't want to go there. We're moving away from there. But that's our Achilles heel, because that's what we rely on. That's what's comfortable for us. So we're constantly reaching back for that, but we really need to be reaching forward to the opposite. So that's another thing we want to know. that the North Node is always the opposite of our South Node. So, you know how they kind of say that your ascendant, your rising sign is, let's say your rising sign is Libra. They always say that the person you should marry should have the qualities of an Aries, because it's your opposite of your rising sign. I know, but that's what they say. So, and you know, it's funny because I've rarely seen that happen. It usually people don't marry the opposite of their rising, but I have noticed that people are so very attracted to people who are the opposite of either their sun sign or their rising sign. So it does make sense, but they usually don't marry that person. Who knows why? So, okay. Then another thing I want to say is a lot of people assign kind of grades or levels to this, especially within the signs. And they'll think that Aries would be the lowest because it's the first sign. And it's just not like that. It's not like that at all. And I get kind of upset because if everything is really happening now, just now, like Einstein said, and like we're all finding out is true, then nothing can be levels. Nothing can be immature. Nothing can be new. Nothing can be old. It means that the young souls, the mature souls, and the old souls are happening right now, because we're living in the past, the now, and the future. So eventually, we've all been everybody. We've all lived the lives we were supposed to live already. So that makes sense, yes? We've all been new souls. We've all been mature souls. And we've all been old souls. We're just focused in this reality right now. So I'm going to start with Aries being a North Node and somebody having their Libra as their South Node. I'm not going to read this word by word at all. First of all, we'd never get through it. Second of all, I certainly don't want to just read his words to you. I'm just going to say that, so this person would be someone who's trying to reach for a more independent life and a leader. He wants to be a leader. In this life, he has come back saying, my way to what I want to create is to be a leader. It's to be independent. It's not to make other people happy in this lifetime. It's to find a sense of my independence, because in my last several lives, or my last one life, or in the last culmination of all my lives, I wasn't happy unless the people around me were happy, because my job was as a harmony maker. And that's what I did. I identified myself through everyone else. And my confidence was so shaken by everybody because I had no real sense of myself except through other people. So, because of course, that's a Libra. And I know that I'm making this very simple. Libras are far more complicated than that. And in fact, I really have to say something. I've known so many Libras in my life, and Libras are not pushovers by any means. I mean, most of the Libra women I've known they're all stunning, and they're all great in business. So they're not pushovers whatsoever. So, however, in his North Node, he doesn't want to live alone. But he wants to be left alone now because he's got to start knowing what it feels like to emerge as his own person again. He sacrificed his life in other lives, and it wasn't appreciated. Now, he resented it, or she resented it. And now, he doesn't want to resent anything because he wants to feel what it feels like to be a little selfish. And you know, a lot of people call Aries selfish. I don't really see them like that. I never did. I think that they are people who see what they want and they go after it. But I've yet to meet an Aries who does that to hurt anyone. Most of them don't even, they're not even looking. They're blinded by what they want, and they usually want to take you with them. And that's not selfish at all. So basically, they are definitely trying to come into the forefront of their own life, and they are what has to happen now. And see, this is where the important part comes in. The house that contains the South Node is going to show where in this life there's too much past life identification. So let's say his Libra has been in the seventh house. The seventh house is of marriage and strong partnerships. So Libra fits in perfectly with that. So now we know that in his last life, he totally probably was like married for 400 years, and he sacrificed in his marriage or her marriage, and with a very, very close friend. And now his focus is in his first house of self. So now you're really going to have a person who's really focused on themselves. And this life will definitely be a little selfish because we have Aries who's already focused on himself, and he's going to be in his first house. He's really going to need to focus much more on what he is showing to everyone else. So, yeah, we're going to have somebody who's like that. And also, I do want to say that the second half of this book about the house placement is where I find the most karma, much more karmic. But I didn't want to start with that. So now we're moving on to Taurus as a North Node and Scorpio as a South Node. So here, somebody is reaching for Taurus. Now, Taurus is a North Node, would be someone who is secure, someone who loves nice things, someone who is comfortable with themselves, someone who I think moderate, someone who I just think is really focused on material things, but not material because it's just material. I think they do it because they love the sensuality of it. It's hard to explain, but just the tactileness of it. And the Scorpio part in the South Node is something that is very heavy. very heavy, because the Scorpio in the last lives as a culmination is transformation. So in their last lives, they dealt with transformation. They went through hell, really hell, to burn through false values, they could have done anything and everything. They could have, they could have gone through every single kind of ego gratification you could possibly imagine. Ego, witchcraft. We're going back, into different time eras. Drugs, anything, sex, all of it. And it wasn't just for those experiences. It was to transform, for them to go through those experiences of scorpion transformation to get to the other side. And the other side of Scorpio, because there are the lower sides of Scorpio, and then the highest side of Scorpio is above that all. It is, when you transform, it's an eagle. It flies like an eagle. It's above it all. So now the scorpion in that life, when they are still trying to reach back toward that, toward the node of intensity, toward that, I think, kind of, I want to say drama, toward, like constantly feeling that there's a new emergency every day, constant turmoil, and maybe even a constant day-to-day survival that they are not really supposed to be living now. They're supposed to be living a life that is really, as I said, very simple, very easy, very successful. And I think in past incarnations, they were not successful. They were based on really pretty difficult lives, very hard lives. So this person is supposed to be living in contentment. And yet he or she is still, trying to delve, wants to go back to that, wants to go into all those, deep, deep, dark things. And that's not what he's supposed to do. This is about starting over and now going to a path of success. So in the next few lives, it's all about the good. It's all about the lives that are good, and the lives that are easy. And so this is why I always say to myself, to people that I'm talking to, never look at somebody, never look at them with their easy life and think to yourself, boy, I wish I had a life like that. Or how come they have it so easy? How do you know what they went through? You don't know what their last life was like. You don't know where this life was. You just don't know. And some people look like they're the boy or the girl next door and nothing bad's ever happened to them. And you have no idea what really has happened to them. So this is one of those people. So this person is now moving into a nice life set of lives. Nice, set, whatever I meant. You know what I meant. Now we are going into a pretty interesting kind of thing. It's with a Gemini North Node and a Sagittarius South Node. And I find this fascinating. I don't know why. They're opposites. And yet, to me, I'll tell you why. I know why. My rising sign is Gemini. And I have, I have four planets in Sagittarius, and I have a lot in Sagittarius. So my rising sign's Gemini, and I have so much in Sagittarius that I'm so much Gemini and Sagittarius that I find comfortable. So I guess that's why they're opposite, but I'm not. Well, yeah, I think I am. But anyway, so this is interesting. Now, I'm just laughing because I remembered something that he had said about them. Oh my God, I can't believe I remember that. So, they're reaching for their Gemini North Node. Now, Geminis are cultured and they are talkative and they chit chat and they gossip and they know everything about little things. Like they know a lot about, they know a lot about, wait, no, they know a little about a lot. Yeah, they know a little about a lot of things. And they're just very interesting people because they do know a lot about different subjects. Now, the Sagittarian is also someone that knows a lot of things too. But the Sagittarian loves to debate just for the sake of debating. They love it. They're also philosophers. They want to philosophize for hours and hours. They're the type that will get on your couch, have a glass of wine or two or three. Not that they're alcoholics by no means, but in fact, they're actually very sober people, and they're not like that at all. But I'm just talking because they'll stay there for 5 hours, and they will just talk about philosophy and just debate just because they want to, not because they want to have an argument. And they are outdoors people, and they love freedom. So in their past lives, they remember, because remember, their Sagittarius is their south node. And so they remember freedom and they remember judging their own lives. They remember whether they were married, whether they weren't married, it doesn't matter. They lived like they wanted to live. These people, whether they were married or not, picked a person who allowed them to be who they were. They also had a lot of super, super energy. This, what I believe is that when you come to Earth, we know what kind of life we're going to have, obviously, and we take a certain amount of energy with us. We don't take all of it by any means. The reason we don't is because, when someone crosses over and they say that we are met by our relatives and everyone, well, how could we be if someone that we see is still alive? How could we be met by them? We are, because part of our energy is still up there. And part of the work we're doing to further our advancement in our studies is still up there. And all sorts of work that we're doing is still up there. So we judge, and we judge this with our guide. How much energy do we think we need? And you'd be surprised how little we actually take to Earth. And some of the problems that people have is the fact that they miscalculated how much energy they needed. And they thought they only needed a certain amount of energy, when in fact they needed more and they just didn't know. So let me get back here. So they have a tremendous amount of energy, and he is now trying to reach for his Gemini, and Geminis are not looking for an escape. They don't want an escape. Geminis want to be very social. Geminis do not want to be given great deals of alone time and freedom and stomping through the wilderness. That's the last thing a Gemini wants. So they Sagittarians, and I am so known for this. I will blurt things out. I just say things as a matter of fact. I'll just say it. And I don't know that it's not right. I won't know that it's rude. I don't know. I do not know. Why? Because I don't. I don't know. It's not that I wasn't raised the right way. And it's not that I'm not sensitive. I'm one of the most sensitive people. And I will think before I hurt somebody, of course. But in a just a normal day-to-day conversation, I don't know any better because I have Mercury in Sagittarius. And that means I speak like a Sagittarian. And he says that, I have to find this. He says that, hold on a second. He says that Sagittarians, I'm trying to find this. What did he say? They lack in social graces, but he actually says something really terrible about them. He says they're like animals or something. I don't know. But he does say something really like amazing about them that's like awful. But he says that Sagittarians are just like, they're like, you know, well, he does say that they're like the bull in the china shop. But it's really, Sagittarians just don't have a way with words. And they just plow their way through sentences and conversations. And Gemini is like literally the king and queen. They of all people mastered the art of conversation. They're writers and they are teachers and just unbelievable. So they're really opposite. And this person keeps reaching back for freedom and wants to just get away. And the Gemini wants a relationship of soulmate and, you know, refinement. And that's an interesting, very interesting kind of thing to want to reach for when you're being pulled by a Sagittarian, a lot of Sagittarian lifetimes. So the next one we're going to be doing would be Cancer, North Node, Capricorn, South Node. Okay. Well, I can't imagine what a tremendous amount of Capricorn South Node lives would be like, but we're going to find out. Cancer North Node could only be like so sweet. I mean, Cancer North Node, if you're reaching for your Cancer North Node, that's sensitive, nostalgic, sentimental. It's nurturing. You're reaching for a nurturing, loving, sensitive kind of life. You're coming from, and it's a mothering life. You're coming from a Saturn place. You're coming from a father, a stern father. You know, I think Capricorn is the literal father, Saturn, and Cancer is the literal mother and receptive moon. I really do think that's it. And so this person will be also, yeah, I still never found this, but whatever. This person's going to be thinking about all the lives that they achieved the highest they could achieve. Because Capricorns work very hard. And they achieve as much mastery as they could achieve in that life. And they want to achieve that. They always work harder than anybody else. They don't like to admit failure. They don't like they're harder, just as hard on themselves, even harder than they are on anybody else. There's so much they say about Capricorn that's just, I don't know, it's not true, but they say that they are also opinionated. That's true. They say that they're resistant to taking advice. That's true too. they say that's not true. I really don't know what to say. They say that they are rigid. They say that they are, crusaders. They are crusaders to prove how worthy they are. And they keep going back to leaning on this kind of personal achievement. And that's what this person is going to keep on going back and leaning for. But what they're really reaching for in this life is how to give nourishment to others and how to go from cold to warm and how to mother, pretty much, yeah, how to mother and how to separate themselves from self-achievement to that warm, nurturing self, and how to give. And, you know, I've never met a Cancer without, let me put it to you this way, and this is really interesting, and I wonder if I can get it across this way. I'm a Capricorn, and I don't recognize anything about a Capricorn in me, nothing except for the fact that, I really am very, I am stubborn. I am. And I definitely don't, I do listen well, otherwise I wouldn't do the job I do. But, okay, there's a sign that only has to say like one sentence to me, and I never forget it as long as I live. Cancer females, I don't know what happens to me. Like, they will say one sentence and they will get something across to me that no one in 10 years of friendship, 20 years, 50 years of knowing someone can get across to me. One sentence, and I will never forget it. And they will teach me something. I don't know what it is. It freaks me out. And I think it's because they know something I lack. And I think that's the opposite kind of thing again between signs. But Cancers, and I guess that's it. There's a new, totally new emotional pattern that these Cancer North nodes are reaching for, that in all those Capricorn lives, they didn't know at all. And now they know. And they have to let go of that Capricornian, I achieve and I get and stuff like that. And they will. And they do. And I think that's, like, out of all of them so far, the best trade. I would love to go from a Capricorn South to a Cancer North. That is really nice. Now we go from a Leo North node to an Aquarius South node. This I would also love. Well, I don't know. I think they're both pretty cool, but I can understand. This is really opposite, though. I mean, really opposite. Here we have a Leo North Oh, no, I thought I was reading it the opposite. Here we have a Leo North Node. So we have someone reaching for their Leo and their Aquarian South. Wow, that's different. So their Aquarius South was open, ahead of their time. You know, that kind of friends to everybody, humanitarians. They really didn't take things personally very much. And I've noticed this with every Aquarian. My Venus is in Aquarius. So when I love someone, I don't tend to love them possessively. I'm much more of a friend in a way. And Leo, as their North Node, Leos are almost kind of the opposite. Well, they are the opposite of Aquarian, but they are very personal. And I think Leos are so easy, really. Like, all you have to do with a Leo is say to them, you are great. You are the best. All you do is give, give, give. You are so wonderful that anything you do is just amazing. And they're happy for life. Leos really do. Like, they just live for that. And you know what? A lot of it's true. That's why. Because Leos, I really think, are very giving, very, very generous. And they really do give that much. They do. The only drawback, I think, is that they sometimes get drunk on their own power. Women, not so much. The men, yes. I don't think the women do, and all the Leo women I've met, they're not. But so I think in reaching for their Leo North Node, they're reaching for becoming a little bit less humanitarian, a little bit less from, oh, also Aquarians have friends and relationships with people that are from all walks of life. They have relationships with, like, there are like major age gaps and all that kind of thing, because there are so many, they are so eclectic that they don't have a type, you know, that they're so different. Leos are very different. And I think they're reaching for that Leo pride, that Leo generosity, but more than that, that Leo personal, the Leo one-to-one, not the Aquarian me humanity, me friend. Me, your friend, me, friend. They're really reaching for me, one relationship, you, mine. That kind of thing. So he's going to be happy when he feels that he is creating something that's his, that he feels very, and by the way, when a Leo loves, they love deep, they love strong, and they don't love easily. An Aquarian loves very differently. They're not going to sit and cry over you. They're just not. They won't, you know, and I think this is the difference. So I think that it's this that's so completely different. Now, the one thing is that one thing I think they both have is that they both are uniquely intelligent and uniquely kind of able to how do I say this? Come up with things that are ahead of both of their times. I think both of them are like that. I know Aquarians are, and I do know that Leos are like that as well. And I think that out of both of them, Leo would tend to carry it through, where an Aquarius might be more scattered. A Leo would probably bring that through. So in that case, reaching for his Leo would be the best. And it might be, you know, a great North Node to have. So now we're going to a Virgo North Node and a Pisces South Node. Opposites, of course. Now, a Virgo North Node is what this life is about, would be reality, picking. No, I'm just teasing. I have a Virgo moon, so I can't say that. And my baby, not my baby, but my first, nope, not my first baby either. My sister, who is no longer here, was a Virgo, and I couldn't have gotten along better with anyone in my life. So Virgos love to analyze. They love to, the way they show you they care is by picking on you, by saying, you know, they pick on your health. They want to change you. They want to improve you. They want to improve everybody. And Pisces, of course, is, they say, dreamy, and they say that Pisces are very sensitive, and they say that, it's 4:44 again. So, and they say that, I know it's 1:11 where you are, though. Now, they say that Pisces are, you know, the dreamers, the visionaries, the all of that. And I tend to not agree with a lot of that, because I have known every single female in my life is a Pisces. And I think I know a lot about them, and I don't get that from them. But so if they're reaching from their Pisces South Node for their Virgo North Node, they're reaching and being asked to not come from, well, I'm going to go by what everybody says, not my own thing, because I'm alone in my own thinking. Actually, I'm not. I know a lot of people who feel the way I do, but strictly astrologically speaking, they need to build their confidence by going into their Virgo, because they feel that they've been deceived, and because they've fallen for, in past lives, everybody else's sob story. Because they're so sensitive, and they feel everybody else's emotions, and they have allowed other people rob her of their strength, and they know now that their soft heart is, that has to go, so they can accomplish something. So they reach for their Virgo, you know, North Node, so they can accomplish a lot. Because Virgo, although by no means is Virgo cold, not at all, but Virgo does know, like I call the Virgo the little nurse, you know, Virgo's the little nurse to me. They know how to care for someone, but they care for you in a very efficient way, and they know what to do, and they do it, and they can say, now this is for your own good, I love you, honey, but here's the needle. And they say that Pisces just fall into this, And yet I've never seen it. I've never seen a Piscean who falls into this kind of, like they said, a morass of emotion that they can't get out of. I've never met one like that. Anyone I've ever known is very practical and very capable. So I just don't understand it. They say they escape, they daydream, they depend on everybody. I don't see it. So they have built up, maybe this is a buildup over many lifetimes, but I don't think so because they say that with just regular Pisces. They say that they have been deceived by others. Again, I don't know. And that they carry deep hurts within them for many, many years. And that here, the Virgo North Node can heal them by giving them, you know, a great diet and great health conditions. And that is totally true because Virgos really are very involved in good health and in really going on regimens and things like that. In fact, Virgos are very interesting. If you watch them, they'll go through long-term stages. They'll go through long stages of being unhealthy, then very long stages of being very healthy. They tend to do that a lot. And they are very helpful in medicine, in healing, in all of the medical, you know, self-help, in traditional medical things, in, you know, new age kind of things. They're very, very good in it. And the one area that they say that the one thing they cling to being a Virgo and reaching back for their South Node is that one dream that peace and love will still rule the world. And I could see that happening because Virgo, as I said, is such a really beautiful, you know, sign. It really is. So I could totally see that. Now, the next one we're going to reach for is Libra, North Node, Aries, South Node. So we've almost come full circle. Okay, so here we go. So if you are reaching for your North Node, now by this time, you could probably tell me how to do this one. Because we did it the opposite way in the beginning. So, Libra, North Node, Aries, South Node. So we're reaching for our Libra in the North Node, and our Aries was our past cumulative lives. So here we are talking about going toward Libra. And we're learning about how to sacrifice. We're learning how to get along with people. We are learning, we already learned, remember, self-identity. We learned that. We've already learned how to be a leader. We have already been quick. We've already been sharp. We've already been we've already been kind of selfish, I want to say. We've already been vain. Ooh, but I have to tell you a little secret. All Libras are vain. Shh, don't tell anyone. I love you, Libras, and I'll tell you the truth. They have a reason to be vain because I have never, ever, ever met a not gorgeous Libra in my life. The male and the females, all gorgeous. Okay. So anyway, we've already learned how to drive ourselves on, you know, that Aryan energy. So what we need to do now is to get along with everyone. And you know, they say Libras can't make decisions. I've never really seen that. Libras know how to make decisions. They really do. The problem is that they don't want to upset anyone. They can make a decision. They just want to make sure you're happy. They just want to make sure that if they make a decision, are you really okay? You sure you want to do it? Are you positive? You sure? That's what they care about. So that's what they want to do. They want to learn that there are other people in this world other than them. Because Aryans, they know that there are other people, but they don't really believe that there are other people who are on the same level as they are. Libras are learning that. I mean, Libra North nodes are learning that. Regular Libras, of course, know that. So he has to deal with his frustration because he's witnessing right now in this life, his first life as a, you know, as a North Node Libra, he's witnessing everybody getting all the accolades. And he's like, hey, what goes here? Well, I'm supposed to be doing that. What's happening here? And it's going to take him a long time to realize that, oh, yeah, he's going to start to feel like I'm not supposed to be doing that. Maybe that's it. And he isn't going to know that what he's really wishing for. Oh, no, we're not done. Yeah, we're not done at all. So he's going to start to realize that the things that he's wishing for are about and for other people. That's what he's going to do. He's going to reevaluate what happy means. And he's going to realize that, hey, right now in this life, this is what makes me happy. And it's going to be, he's going to find out that in this life, it's all about who's around him, his family, the people he loves. And that's going to, on an unconscious, of course, level, make him realize that I am a success because this is what I want. This is what makes me happy. So that's how it hits us with all of the nodes I've spoken about. And if you're wondering, well, how is anybody going to know? Because when we get to a certain point in our lives, we're miserable. We then ask ourselves, well, why is this happening? And we realize because this is what we say, what will make me happy? And when we look and we ask what makes me happy, we realize this makes me happy, not what I think is supposed to make me happy. And that's when we get it. So now we're reaching for our Scorpio North Node, ooh, and our Taurus South Node. So here we have somebody who wants to go back to a Taurian South Node, but they're supposed to be reaching for a Scorpio North Node. So this person's trying to get and deal with revolutionary changes within themselves and their conditions, and they want to rest. They really don't want to do this. And they're thinking that their soul journey is over because they're so tired. And they're so tired because of their earthly burdens from their lives. And they find it so difficult to develop strength. And they're born tired. And they cling to old behavior patterns because they worked in their past incarnations. They become attached to doing things the hard way. They expend so much physical energy that they weaken themselves doing it the hard way. They do not know how to learn by watching other people. They learn by constant doing it themselves and making the mistake. They reach for the Taurian comfortabilities. They reach for things that trap them before in their other lives. They reach for temporary refuge from their dismal sense of failure, because in their other lives, they were failures. He's gone through so much past life damage to the ego that he's just in depression 24 hours a day. So what he has to do is reach for his Scorpio, which again is to go through transformation. And what they say is that once he starts to let go of all of the things he holds onto like that, he will find out that this is one of the most compassionate people and helpful people in the zodiac. But he won't learn that until he loses way more than he ever thought he would lose. Because in order to go through that, Scorpio goes through the fire of transformation. And it says, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Many with these nodes eventually spend their later years alone. In the process of eliminating excess, they have discarded everything but themselves. I'm really sorry for this. Didn't expect that. Do I start to cry on every show? I do, don't I? Okay, now let's move on. So Scorpio seems to be like the thing that does everybody in. Okay, so Sagittarius North Node, Gemini South Node. Sagittarius is a North Node, Gemini as a South Node. So here we have someone who they say is keyword. Oops, we only have a minute. Oh gosh, we only had a couple more left. But I want to stop here, because we really only have a minute. What I would really like to do, and I want you guys to tell me, I want to do the next part of the book next week. If you want that, you have to let me know. So write me and tell me, okay? So write me, let me know what you want. And I want to dedicate one show a month to only free readings. And we'll do that. And if we have extra, sometimes we'll do one at the end of a show. Okay, everybody? So I really need to hear from you. Tell me if you want this. And I love you. And we will see you next week. Have a good week, everyone.